If you ever want to get in touch with Dolly Parton, maybe send her some fan mail, you better own a fax machine. Her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, says the only way Dolly Parton reaches out to her, unless they're in person, is through fax machine.
So funny.
Why?
Because that's how she does it.
That's what she knows.
She can't call?
Nope.
That's crazy.
If she does call, Dolly Parton has a flip phone. She does not have a smartphone.
She is the smartest of us all.
She uses the flip phone. She uses the fax machine. So and Miley Cyrus says that in order to receive the fax, she has to go to her lawyer's office because he's the only one she knows in her life that has a fax machine.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna buy one, but yeah. Then you have to have a landline. Yeah, no one does. Crazy.
Yep, Dolly Parton says the best thing she's ever done for herself is to be not off the grid, but like
kind of
just not. I'm not easily accessible. I'm not yours 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's cool.
I mean, you can have internet on some flip phones, but you're not on there scrolling.
You're not.
Because it's too cumbersome.
Yep, and I think that's probably, you know, how Dolly Parton, part of the way that she has kept such a positive attitude in life.
Yeah.
Is that she's not
in the social media.
Just in the thick of all, and not even social media. But the news.
Yep.
People sending you messages 24 hours a day. People telling you through email things you have to do that they need right now.
Right.
Or the world's gonna end.
Right.
She's like, nah.
I'm out.
Talk to me through facts. I'll get back to you.
And that just tells people, I guess it's not that important.
Yeah.
It has to be like really important. If
it
you're
probably
gonna fax
makes
somebody.
You filter.
Yes.
You know, like really is this worth having to go seek out a fax machine to get in touch with Dolly?
Well, it's like back in the day when you had to pay after a certain amount of data or text or after a certain amount of time or certain times a day you couldn't call or it cost extra money. You were like careful about what you called, who you called, and who you texted.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's like, blah, blah, blah,
there was no texting or calling after 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Absolutely not. Well, I mean, for lots of other reasons too, but no way.
Yep. Well, and we've created the society in general where now if you don't get back in a certain amount of time, it's like, other people can't handle it, or it's considered rude.
Yeah,
and this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, how did we survive before, like employees, when we didn't even have phones in our hands, and somebody couldn't show up, so they had to call somebody else in? You would have to be home at the exact moment for the phone to ring.
Well, you had an answering machine, but also
maybe
go home at 5 o'clock when you're done.
You're done.
And you're done.
No email,
there's
nothing.
Not a computer.
No.
You were going home. What are you going to do? Take home. I mean, I guess people did if you were a lawyer or whatever your profession was. And you could carry a briefcase in some professions.
There's typewriters and stuff, I guess.
People could call you, but they'd have to.
Yep.
You don't have to answer.
And I don't have my paperwork in front of me. I'm not at the office.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Back then, if the phone rang, it was a mad dash to answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to answer the door. Mm-hmm. Now, you actively avoid it.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like if somebody comes to your door now, you shut the blinds, you lay on the floor so they can't see through.
Yeah. Yeah.
You tell everyone in the house to shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Yeah, the other day,
I was taking
a nap after the show with Ezra, and he was, laying in the bed with me watching the PJ Masks and his shows or whatever. And he was kind of sleeping, kind of not. And then I heard ding dong. And before I could even sit up, he was running out the door, not out the front door, but out of the bedroom, which is on the main level. And I'm like, no. And he opens the door and it's a salesperson. I'm like, dang it. Is he there? One of those silly Mormons. I would have been so mad.
Wouldn't that have been
and
ironic?
He's like, I want to check your meter. Do you have this thing? I'm like, no. And then he's like, well, I come back another time. I said, now's not a good time. I said, I mean, I'm not really interested, but he said, well, can I call you or text you later and set up something? I said, yes, and I gave him Biggie's phone number. I do it every time.
No.
Our social station.
That's so messed up.
It's the one cell phone number I can remember.
Bad.
Every time. And so every once in a while, Biggie's like, do you get my number out? I'm like, yeah.
I did.
I know. I just tell him. I just ignore it.
Yeah.
But I do it every time I give his phone number out.
I hate answering the door. I hate it.
I think that we are out more than we ever have. That's what it is. I think we were just home more. It was less restaurants, less eating out.
Definitely.
So the chance of getting the phone call was a lot more. We did a lot more stuff at home.
That's true.
Less bars, less clubs, less this. I think so, right?
We didn't go out to eat like that when I was a kid.
No, we did not.
It was like it was a special occasion.
Mm-mm. We never had babysitters. Like once in a blue moon, we had a babysitter.
Rare.
And it was a big deal. You know?
Now it's like if you don't go out to eat 4 times a week, your kids are like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is boring.
And now we normalize bringing kids to the brewery.
Yeah. That part I like. That part I'm down with. But you know how you said, Jason, in the beginning, you were like, we are the ones who created it. Yeah, we are. But I actively want to stop it.
Me too.
I do not want to be accessible 24 hours a day.
Accessibility has created this is the one positive because I've always been against it. But you just some kind of little ding dong.
Yeah.
Maybe the accessibility because of the phone and computers have made it possible for us to be out more with the general public at restaurants and socializing and all over the place. So maybe that is a positive to it.
It could. I can see that. I see what you're saying. But I hate the urgency where it's like, you have to tell us by. No, I don't.
Yeah.
The world will go round.
I text you at 3 p.m.
It's more even than you have to. It's if you stumble upon it and then you see. Like somebody says, this is not working. Then it creates like, oh my gosh.
There are certain things that are
awful.
Urgent.
Yeah, but that's an urgency created of the nature of itself. We didn't say how to be done. It's just like, hey, this isn't working or this is off. Mm-hmm. It creates a panic. If I'm in Mexico, for instance, and I get that, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay, mistake is going to Mexico and bringing your phone.
All right.
Turn that off.
Just in case something emergency.
Well, what are you going to do?
I mean,
I get it though. I mean, we're always connected.
My grandmother has a rule. If she goes out of town, she doesn't want any bad news.
Yes.
None.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what happens. There's nothing I can do about it. Just hold it till I get home. Don't
That's why when Cricket Wireless first came out and it was only your area code. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember only your area code.
When it first
really?
Came out, I remember before. Yeah. I think it was before I was even on the show. I remember being like a teenager, and it was like, and if you went outside of it, it did not work.
Shut off.
And then as they got a bigger company, then you pay extra to do any law, but you can only call people in your area code. So if you went out of town, I mean, you'd have to pay extra to use it, really.
Yeah,
but most people are just like, I don't need it.
And now there's so many people from so many different places and area codes, and we've all had our phones for so long that would definitely not work now.
No.
You know?
Well, it used to be in the day, I used to call up an operator to tell them to send a text to a pager to somebody.
Wow.
It's called being a drug dealer.
Yeah. Well, you know how there was the normal pagers that you beep and it would have a number on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you would go over to a payphone and call, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Well, the big technology was that you would have. Think about how long it is just to get a message. You call the operator, who's it to? And then you would tell them the number and say, what is your message? And it was a short message. And you would do that. It would take a full 5 to 10 minutes to get one single message to somebody else. And it would, it was the coolest thing ever if you had one.
Yeah. I just made fun of Ben, my husband, because I found out that he used to have a pager. And I was like, oh my God, you're such a loser. Oh my God, you had a pager. Oh, it like gave me, I like cringed. I was like, oh, such a loser.
Was he in college or high school?
High school, I think.
He didn't need one.
Wow. Yeah, I had two. Yeah.
Page me. And they go, wait, by the cell phone or by the payphone?
I don't know what age it was, but the fact that he had one, I really was like, oh, I am so embarrassed for you.
Was it never a flex to have one?
Yes,
sure
my
was,
gosh.
But
I assumed it was.
Not at my school. Them.
Yeah.
One pager and one of the ones that you had to call the operator send you a little message.
Of course you had two of them.
Yeah. But it came out all of a sudden. It was like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
It evolved to being dirt cheap. So it was so cool to have one.
I was like, oh, what'd you do? Hook it onto your belt loop? And he was like, yeah, that's what everybody did.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, Ben, they're called doctors that do that.
Then pages was vibrating. It wouldn't even beep.
Yeah, it didn't beep. Yeah.
Man, I used to think my dad's biggest flex was the bag phone in the car.
Yes.
That was a flex, though.
That was so cool because it had like a speaker on it and had the numbers on the top. So you could either pick it up and talk on it like an actual phone.
Yeah.
Or you just push the buttons and talk through the car.
We had one of those, too. Oh, talk through the car?
Yeah, because it had a speaker on it. I was
we're
rich. This is awesome.
We're so
loaded.
$30 a minute back then.
Right.
Seriously, dude.
I was going to say, we had one of those bag phones. When I first started driving, my dad gave me one in the station wagon, and he was like, under no circumstances are you to use this. I was like, what about an accident? He was like, no.
Nope.
No.
Why do we have it? Like, just because.
Yeah, yep.
Company phone.
Yeah.
And then, but they did, when they opened the phone and pulled out the antenna, you're like, we are rich.
We are.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't.
We've made it.
We've made it.
And we did not.
We didn't
Our
do anything.
Parents did not either, but we thought they did.
And then now if you had an antenna on your phone, people would think you're a freaking loser. And it flips.